The Langhorne Carpet Company in Langhorne weaves high-quality carpets, and it recently found itself with 6,000 pounds of yarn to get rid of. Last August, the carpet mill had a small fire. Owner Bill Maher says the fire itself did very little damage.
Our dryer caught fire. There were cotton leaders in the dryer. They're not quite sure. It was an accident. The fire department was here in probably 15 minutes and put the fire out, but that was enough time to get a sooty smoke to penetrate the mill.
Now, I'm standing here in amid a couple tons of yarn.
Yes.
I'm not smelling any smoke.
No. The thing about smoke is it can be very deceptive. And what they're saying is it's often atmospheric changes that cause smoke to come out.
If there is smoke in the yarn, it might only reveal itself next summer when it's hot. So any carpets made from it could be legally liable. So Meyer's insurance company told him, get rid of it.
We're down in the D.C. area.
Below the Mason-Dixon line.
This is Joanne and Wayne Dion. They came to supply themselves and their friends with yarn. They are with the Society for Creative Anachronism. That's an organization of medieval craft buffs.
You know, if everybody who's put an order gives me a buck for gas, we're covered.
The Dions are at the carpet company for an open house, which was a free-for-all for anyone who came in the door. Basically, grab what you can until it's all gone. But Maher reserved thousands of pounds of yarn for places like the University of the Arts, Philadelphia University, area design schools, and fiber artists who go through yarn by the truckload.
Well, right now I'm working on a loom right now.
This is Bill R. He prefers to use the first initial of his last name. He's 50 years old, and he's a resident at Melmark. It's a care facility for developmentally disabled adults, located in Easttown, Pennsylvania. He's making placemats.
I've been working on this since back in the 70s. It's good and it's fun. I love it.
Other clients at Melmark are busily knitting and needlepointing, stuffed animals, tapestries, and flowers. Barney Warren teaches weaving at Melmark and says all these items are for sale.
And so they each can earn a share, and that's a paycheck every month that they'll get. So we want all the money to go to them. We don't want to have to be buying supplies. We want them to get the money in their paychecks. So we love donations, and when they called us and said that we could come and get stuff, we were really excited.
Warren accepted all the yarn that could fit in a van, but it wasn't enough. The Langhorne Carpet Company wanted to give them more. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.